Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is meeting Tuesday in Israel with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for talks that come a week after the finalization of an Iran deal that Mr. Netanyahu opposes. Carter sought to reassure Israel Monday, calling the country the bedrock of American strategy in the Middle East. The U.S. UN ambassador, Samantha Power, says the deal gives Iran an opportunity to prove that its program is peaceful, although concern about Tehran's behavior remains. The U.S. Congress has started a 60-day review period of the deal, which they can either accept or reject. Secretary Kerry spoke to VOA's Persian service about why the okay from Congress is needed.
If we don't have this agreement, then I believe the Ayatollah would say, why should I negotiate with these guys? They haven't delivered. They don't do it. Why would our colleagues in the world support the sanctions when they say the sanctions were supposed to be to get an agreement? But they got one and now they walked away. So the whole thing comes apart with great danger to the region.
Meanwhile, North Korea says it has no interest in negotiations, similar to those between Iran and world powers, that would result in Pyongyang giving up its nuclear capabilities. A foreign ministry statement Tuesday said it's illogical to compare Iran's nuclear agreement with the situation in North Korea because Pyongyang is always subjected to provocative U.S. military hostilities, including massive joint military exercises and a grave nuclear threat. Following the agreement, U.S. Undersecretary of State Wendy Sherman called on North Korea to learn from the deal. This is VOA News.